All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM, KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County 10 Podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and we're pleased to be joined today by Jenny Shucker. Jenny is here representing Academy of the Winds. Jenny, thanks for being with us this morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. For folks that don't know you, let's get your background details. Are you from Lander? Are you from here? How'd you get involved with the community?
I am from Lander. I moved here back here in 2008, okay. And I worked around the Fremont County as a school teacher for 12 years.
Nice.
And then I had my daughter and decided during that time that I was going to open a private school here in Lander.
Awesome. Very good. Good for you. Academy of the Winds, for folks that have never heard of it, not familiar, maybe you're new to the area. What is it?
All right. So Academy of the Winds was established in 2019 by myself and another teacher named Cambria Tafelmeyer. We started in the back of a church, and now we are located at a new building off of Von Beeker Street here in Lander. We serve ages 3 through 9-year-olds currently, so that would be preschool through fourth grade. We are expanding in the fall of 2023 to go through 12-year-olds, which would be sixth grade, so we will be preschool through middle school. We are here to provide an alternative choice for education in Lander. And our mission is to provide hands-on, holistic education that is individualized to each student.
That's phenomenal. So kind of working more on a one-on-one basis. Mm-hmm. What does that mean exactly, hands-on, holistic?
Yeah, so our curriculum is all hands-on based, meaning that we are an experiential school. Mm-hmm. All of our materials take it from concrete to abstract with each student. We run multi-age classrooms, so we have 3 grade levels located in one classroom, which allows us to go 3 grade levels above or 3 grade levels below to meet the students where they are.
Gotcha. So if somebody's advanced, you can meet them and challenge them. If somebody's a little bit behind in some areas, you're able to cater to that student a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. What initially kind of drew you to this line of work? Why did you want to become an educator?
So I kind of followed the same path as every other college student. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I come from a long line of educators in my family, and I went in to observe in a public elementary school classroom, and I loved it. So I decided that that's what I was going to do. I completed my bachelor's degree. Then within the 12 years that I was a public school teacher, I did my national board certification and then also other certifications, one being IMSC Institute for Dyslexia. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a certified dyslexia teacher as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Why did you see a need to start something a little bit different in this community?
Great question. So Lander has never had a non-affiliated private school in its county, in Fremont County, actually. And so when I was in the classroom, I saw a huge need for students. Not every student fits in the square box of a public school. And I saw that over and over again in each classroom that I had. And so the need was there. There just wasn't any other options in Lander. And so when I had my daughter, it became abundantly clear that I wanted something different for her. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to go down this path of private school education.
That's great. What do you need from the community? Is there any way we can help you and Academy of the Winds?
Yeah, so this year we are participating in the 13th Annual Challenge for Charities through the Lander Community Foundation. We are starting a fund called the Step It Up Fund. And what this is going to do is help us open that next grade level, which will be the upper elementary that will go through sixth grade, and then expanding in the future to include middle school and high school. And so all funds donated through the Challenge for Charities on behalf of Academy of the Winds will go directly into that fund. So we are asking the community to support us by donating through this wonderful event that the that the Lander Community Foundation puts on every year.
Yeah, I think mid-July, maybe July 10th, that date stands out in my mind.
Yes.
That's the cutoff deadline, so make sure to do that, and then you can search for Academy of the Winds, as well as the other great nonprofits around the Lander area, and of course, through the Lander Community Foundation, there is that matching opportunity for every dollar that's donated. So, do you need anything else from the community? I know monetary donations are amazing, and not everybody can be an educator, obviously, but do you need supplies? Is there anything we can do to support your staff?
Gosh, yes. So being a new organization here and being located where we are, we always have volunteer opportunities. We head out into the community a lot with our kids to do outdoor education and community service. And we're always needing ideas and people to come along with us to do that. We always have things around the school that need to be done. Donations of any sort of books or supplies are greatly appreciated. So anything and everything right now as we're kind of getting going and starting our school.
Awesome. Is there anywhere online we can follow you? You have social media or a website or anything?
Yeah. So we are located on Facebook, of course, at Academy of the Winds. We have an up-to-date website at www.academyofthewinds.org. So you can follow what we're doing there.
Perfect. Anything else we missed that we need to get on?
I don't think so.
Right.
We are just happy to be a part of the Lander community, and we hope to grow to serve more students and families in years to come.
That's great. Well, thanks for all you're doing for our community's youth. We appreciate you and appreciate all teachers out there in our community for sure. Jenny, thanks for all you're doing. Academy of the Winds. For more information, Facebook, the website, and check out Challenge for Charities through the Lander Community Foundation website. Make a donation if you're able. Jenny, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Jared.